Spaceships are smaller than string and living in your brain.
The worldwide conspiracy has discovered there is an even bigger conspiracy.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Everything you know is wrong.
Hello and never goodbye, and don't look behind you, but it's me, Dr. Happy Harry Cox, and I'm with you again to look at the arcane wonders of our wonderful world. Do you remember a certain phrase from your past? Just a little thing, but it's stayed with you, hasn't it?
Shoes for industry, shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry, shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry, shoes for the dead. What could that mean? Well, I've got the story, up to date and everything. Listen, I called up Dr. Poing Ho Dung, professor of advanced footwear at the University of a Million Freshmen in Beijing.
The words, shoes for industry, shoes for the dead, were first uttered, so far as we know, by the Dutch surrealist plumber Anton Squeegee, to describe his own shoes and, of course, his own death. But I think he knew more than he let on.
No kidding.
Oh, we are not allowed to kid. By the way, are you wearing shoes now?
Yes, of course.
Are they talking to each other?
I don't know. They're speaking Chinese. A Dutch surrealist? Had he stumbled onto something? Shoes stumbling? Ooh, there was beginning to be a connection. This was big. Shoes the unseen watchers. If it was true, what were we to do about it? Well, I asked law enforcement expert and retired General Curtis Goathart, "Sir, what are our options?"
Harry, mankind will just have to do what the military has always done with its shoes. Shine them back to the Stone Age.
Well, all very well, General, but most of us wear cloth shoes made by Koreans who sleep under their sewing machines. It's hard to shine a swoosh.
Son, faint heart never shine fair shoes, as we used to say back in Battalion HQ. By the way, have you seen the chip they've inserted up my...
By the time I opened up my email and cleaned the Diamondbacks out of my mailbox, the correspondence was overwhelming. From all over the world, the voices of fear.
The shoes are alive!
They're watching us!
Was a man ever buried without his shoes?
They come in twos!
They always come together!
A single shoe is a powerless shoe.
His shoes do not sleep!
They stand there!
And they do not sleep!
They do not sleep. Could be. A worldwide conspiracy of shoes, and you don't even know which one you put on first, because
everything you know is wrong.
You know you're gonna knock him down. pretty sure you're gonna knock them dead.
Forgetting my little toesy. Never thought a pebble could be as nosy. Gotta shag it out of my little hosey. Gotta keep dancing all the time. Now it's going to my heel. Maybe I got socks or heels. I know how a floogie feels. Hoy doy 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 doy. Got a pebble in my shoe, buddy, ouch. Got a pebble in my shoe, buddy, ouch. Only one thing I can do, oh, I gotta keep dancing all the time. We'll be right back. shoe, buddy, ouch. I got a pebble in my shoe, buddy, ouch. I got a pebble in my shoe, buddy, ouch.
And the guy keeps dancing all the time.
Now, how did ever get in my little toesy? I never thought a pebble could be as nosy. I got a pebble in my shoe, buddy, ouch.
And the guy keeps dancing all the time.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoe shine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Well, he charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie-woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe shine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Oh, you ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hippity-hoppity-hoppity-hoppity-hop. He opens up the business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Go to work there, son. I can see my reflection. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hop. He opens up the business when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get him early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Give it just a little touch up. The Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
And I'm feeling blue. I got a ding-dong mama who's proving I'm true. I want to hear some boogie that'll drive away my blues. I want to hear a little boogie that'll make me shuffle my shoes. I want to hear a boogie that's hot. Here's some boogie that's got plenty of zip, plenty of pep. You can bet your life I'll never miss a step. I want to get the spirit, get it on the move. There's nothing like a boogie that's in the groove. Lord, I love a boogie that'll make me shuffle my shoes. Oh, chillin', you got me shuffling. Uh-huh. That's my kind of music. Hear the boogie that's got plenty of zip, plenty of pep. You can bet your life I'll never miss a step. Well, you got the spirit, you got it on the move. There's nothing like a boogie that's in the groove. Lord, I love a boogie that'll make me shuffle my shoes. Oh, pick it out. Thank you. shoes. My heart gets light and I lose my blues. I'll find me a gal who can prove her love is true. And we'll dance all night to the rhythm of shuffling shoes. I love a boogie that's hot. Love a boogie that's got plenty of zip, plenty of pep. You can bet your life I'll never miss a step. Well, you got the spit, you got it on the move, and there's nothing like a boogie that's in the groove. Lord, I love a boogie that'll make me shuffle my shoes. Lord, I love a boogie that'll make me shuffle my shoes. Lord, I love a boogie that'll make me shuffle my shoes.
Hey, listen, the day is fine, and I'm walking down the street, and as I walk, I'm going squeakity squeak. The girls all laugh when they hear me coming. It's easy to tell when I am coming, 'cause as I'm walking down the street, my shoes are going squeaky, squeak. Squeaky shoes, squeaky shoes. The day is fine, but I'm getting the blues. All the girls, they're laughing at me. Squeaky shoes. In my city every day and night, but stars and sun they shine so bright, but not as bright as the shine on my shoes. Sometimes it even gives me the blues, 'cause all the girls laugh when they see me on the street with my shiny shoes. Going squeaky, squeak, squeaky shoes, squeaky shoes. Today is fine, but I'm getting the blues. All of the girls, they're laughing at me. My squeaky shoes, look and see. The day is fine, see. Walking down the street, and as I walk, I'm going squeak, squeak. Girls all laugh when they see me come and hear me. It's easy to tell when I am coming, 'cause as I'm walking down the street, my shoes are going squeaky, squeak. Squeaky shoes, squeaky shoes. I take them off.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the dawn, 3 to get 3, now go get cold, but don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything, but lay no blues with you. You can knock me down, step in my face, lay my name all over the place. Do anything you want to do, ah, honey, open and true, don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything but lay no blues with you. You can burn in my heart, steal my car, drink inside it from all fruit yard. Anything you want to do, honey, open and true, don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything but lay no blues with you. Blue, blue, 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 blues with you. You can do anything but lay no blues with you. Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the shore, 3 to get 3, that don't get cold, but don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything but lay no blues with you. Blue, blue, 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 blues with you. You can do anything but lay no blues with you.
dress that you put on your toes. There are boys who wear tubes and girls who wear hose. If you want to keep me warm when the freezing cold wind blows, don't give me your love and forget it. Just give me a pair of those. I want your socks. I want your socks. I'll wear them on my feet. I'll show them to my friends. Cause I like the feel of that Dacron polyester blend. Argyle or cotton, wool or gold toe. When you tell me I got a foot fetish, then I tell you that I'll smell them, but you still say no. I swear I won't stretch them, won't pull out the threads. My puppy won't chew them or rip them to shreds. Tell me who has been putting his toes in your holes. Have you been a patient of that heel doctor's show? I want your socks. I want your socks. They're comfortable
socks.
Elastical
socks.
They're darnable
socks.
They're made of wool.
Knit it.
But most of all, one size fits all. Socks are something that we should wear.
Socks are something that come in pairs.
Socks are thin and socks are thick. You can even wear one on your hand. Socks are washable when they're done. Socks get lost
one by one.
Socks! I need a podiatrist. Socks! I need a chiropodist. Socks! I need a pedicurist. Socks! I have a bunion. Now! What's your definition of dirty, baby? When do you consider doing laundry? Don't you know I love to play footsie, baby? Don't you think it's time you gave socks to me? Ow! Socks to me! Put them on!
Everybody's going for those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the boots.
Borrowed from the boots. Kinky boots, fashion magazines, they wear them.
And you rush to obey like the women in the harem.
Full length, half length.
Fully fashioned half length.
Brown boots, black boots.
Patent leather jazz boots.
Low boots, high boots.
Lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots. Kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots. Kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots. Footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots. Advertising men say try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girls, sweet girls.
Frumpy little beach girls.
Square girls, cool girls.
Sexy little school girls.
Maiden aunties.
Naked debutantes.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up those tender little tender boots.
With kinky slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots. Boots. Kinky boots.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
In Chicago, oh Chicago, lives a gal named Sarah Brown. She's the sweetest and the neatest gal in all the town. In a polish, shoeshine polish, she spends every day. When they gather round, you can hear them say,
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
And when she sits, she shines all day. And when she shines, she sits all day.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Oh, she sits and shines and shines and sits. Sits and shines and shines and sits. Sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Thank you. shoeshine shop.
When she sits, she shines all day. And when she shines, she sits all day.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Oh, she sits and shines and sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Shop.
When she sits, she shines all day. And when she shines, she sits all day.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in the shoeshine shop.
Oh, she sits and shines and shines and sits. Sits and shines and shines and sits. Sitting in the shoeshine shop. Sitting and a shining, shining and a sitting. Boy, what diction. Sitting in the shoeshine shop. Sitting in a shoeshine shop.
We now present the shoe song with our big mousketeer Roy doing the drawing and the mousketeers assisting. The baby shoe is Karen.
I'm a little baby shoe, the smallest in my class. I'll be rewarded, wait and see. I'll end up down in brass.
Oh, shoe, shoe, I'm a shoe, a little baby shoe. A little baby shoe.
Clown is played by Darlene. The lion is played by Bonnie.
A happy gay clown shoe.
The two cowboys are Cubby on the right and Dennis on the left.
Hey, which way did they go?
Oh, shoo, shoo, I'm a shoo, a rootin' tootin' shoo, a rootin' tootin' shoo.
The little ballerina is Bronson.
Fairly smart because I'm always on my toes.
Oh, shoo, shoo, I'm a shoo, a fancy, dancy shoo, a fancy, dancy shoo.
The teenagers are Sharon and Bobby.
Hey! shoes, I get a lot of laughs. I'm always hearing records and collecting autographs.
Oh, shoo, shoo, I'm a shoe, a Bobby Socks a shoe, a Bobby Socks a shoe.
Oh, I'm a happy bridal slipper, blushing as I smile. I'll meet the one I love as I walk down that middle aisle.
You want to feel like a duchess? You want to dance like a duchess? Then you gotta buy The Duchess at Tom McCann. A soft suede shoe with laces up the front and a kicky little heel. That's The Duchess. $4.99 at Tom McCann.
Thank you. One part's white, the other is tan. I bought them down at Tom McCann.
Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. I'll give you a bruise if you step on my shoe.
I went to a dance at the Cimarron. I danced all night with my new shoes on. I darned near danced myself to death. The tongues in my shoes was a patent for breath.
Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. Please don't abuse my pretty two-tone shoe.
On the bottoms, you danced on the top. Honey, this stuff has got to stop.
Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. You've run them now, you great big clumsy cow.
Now honey, you look so nice and neat. Where did you get them great big feet? When we're dancing all alone, leave them combat boots at home.
Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. Can't you see your feet are killing me?
Tell me, Alice, was it malice when you stepped up on my callus?
My two-tones are wore plumb full of holes. The tops are shot, have mercy on my soul.
Heard a chick just the other day cooling out her boyfriend in every way. She kept on quonking full of complaints, like she expected folks to be saints. She insisted that he look neat, so this was her complaint complete. Report to the nation. I like the dimple in your chin. I like the tricky way you grin. Still, you ain't no kind of cat.
You know why, don't you? Tell him.
Doggone you, son, your socks don't match. The teeth you have are pearly white.
Oh, both of them.
Your lips are sweet and you pucker right. You're the kind to lift my latch.
But doggone you, boy, your socks don't match. The shoes you wear reveal your holes. One red and one bright blue.
They're total strangers, and I suppose you should introduce those to who.
You got two eyes of lovely blue, cute little pug nose I go for two. Though you're the best of all the batch,
tain't no use, son, 'cause your socks don't match.
That's a quick riff, Satch, but your socks don't match. Boy, your lyle is vile and your cotton is rotten.
The shoes you wear reveal your hose. One red, one bright blue. They're total strangers, and I suppose you should introduce those two.
Oh, you got two eyes of lovely blue.
Keep talking, Lou.
A cute little pug nose I go for two.
How did Hope get in here?
Though you're the best of all the batch,
tain't no use, son, 'cause your socks don't match. You got a red one, a blue one.
That ain't gonna do, son.
Your socks don't match.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap. I am your genial host, KBC, and today we bring you a little bit of a departure from the usual sort of thing. A couple of weeks ago, I got an email from an actual listener. I have a couple of listeners as far as I know. A guy named Phil Kaplan, don't know where he's from, but he said, hey, you, why don't you do a show about shoes? And I said, oh yeah? Well, you just watch me then. So I did. And he gave me a couple of suggestions, and I took it from there, and the result is here. And in case you're wondering, it's 90 minutes this week, because it's not often we get to do something like this, right? So, in that spirit, let us begin. We started with the Fireside Theater, of course. If it was up to me, I'd start every show every week with something by the Fireside Theater, but that's not too practical. Everything You Know About Shoes is Wrong, from, I am not really sure where that came from, but there it was. High Heel Sneakers was Tommy Tucker from 1964. Also from 1964, Sweet Little Sugar Pie DeSanto, that was Slippin' Mules, basically the same song. Got a Pebble in My Shoe was Ella Fitzgerald, followed by the one and only Pat Boone. Say what you want about Pat Boone, but you know what? He tried, okay? Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy, of course that was, which you're listening to now, by Winder K. Frog, okay? Wes Holly after Pat Boone, that was the Shufflin' Shoes Boogie, followed by MSR Singers, featuring the one and only Rod Keith, and that was the Squeaky Shoes. Blue Suede Shoes was Eilert Pilarm, and if you've never heard Eilert before, I'm really sorry about that. I know it's a shock, but you know this is why you got to listen every week, because this kind of stuff will give you calluses of the soul, if you were, okay? Pun intended. The Iceman after that, I Want Your Socks, yeah. Patrick McNee and Honor Blackman. Honor Blackman used to be Mrs. Peel. She was the original Mrs. Peel in the Avengers before Diana Rigg came along. And that was, of course, Kinky Boots. That's the flip side of Keep It Nice and Friendly. The Pearl Trio, featuring Larry Vincent. After that, Sarah, Sitting in a Shoeshine Shop. Be very careful when you try to say that, okay? The Mickey Mouse Club, after that, The Shoes Song, featuring all the Mouseketeers. An ad from Tom McCann's Shoes. If you remember Tom McCann's Shoes, you're looking pretty good for your age. And that was an ad for something called The Duke and the Duchess. Okay, Homer and Jethro, after that, the two-tone shoes. And then Bing Crosby and Louis Jordan. Bing Crosby, Louis Jordan, your socks don't match. Okay, so that brings us up to where we are now. And like I said, we can do this, all right? So hang on, here comes some more.
Anna knew she had to have a new pair of shoes today, and Carlo had helped her try on every pair in the store. Carlo spoke wearily.
Well, that's it. That's every pair of shoes in the place.
Oh, you must have one more pair.
No, not one more. Well, we have
the cruel shoes.
But no one would want to try.
Yes, let me see the cruel shoes.
No, you don't understand. You see, the cruel shoes are...
Get them.
Carlo disappeared into the back room for a moment and then reappeared carrying an ordinary shoebox. He took off the lid and removed a hideous pair of black and white pumps. But this was not an ordinary hideous pair of black and white pumps. Both were left feet. One had a right-angle turn in it with separate compartments that pointed the toes in impossible directions. The other shoe was 6 inches long and was curved inward like a rocking chair with a vise and razor blades to hold the foot in place. Carlo spoke hesitantly.
Now you see, they're not fit for humans.
Put them on me.
But
put them on me.
Carlo knew all arguments were useless. He knelt down before her and forced her feet into the shoes. The screams were incredible. Anna crawled over to the mirror and held her bloody feet up where she could see.
I like them!
She paid Carlo and crawled out of the store into the street. Later that day, Carlo was overheard saying to a new customer,
Well, that's it. That's every pair of shoes in the place.
Unless, of course, you'd like to try
the cruel shoes.
Shoemaker, shoemaker of Leatherware Square. Carve me a pair of shoes that I can wear. I will be traveling to far-off places, searching for true love among all the faces. He pulled out his needle and spool of golden thread, and put them together, the needle was fed. Found petals, soft cushions, and gossamer wings. He stitched them together with Cupid's bowstrings. I am the shoemaker of Leatherware Square, and I know exactly why you have come here. Others have been here before, it is true. My craft is the best, I will make them for you. Polished them with silver and they began to shine. Placed them in my hands, at last the shoes were all mine. I am so grateful to those shoes in every way. But before I closed the door, I heard the shoemaker say, why you have come here. Others have been here before, it is true. My craft is the best, finding love's up to you.
That's right, but right is only half of what's wrong. sometimes wears it twice as long. Now I'm stepping out this old brown shoe. Oh, baby, I'm in love with you. Well, I'm so glad you came here. It won't be the same now, I'm telling you. You know, you hold me up from worse and try to drag me down. I wanna see your smile replacing every thoughtless frown. You know, you've got me escaping from this zoo. I'm so glad you came here. It won't be the same now, I'm telling you. Middle-aged. If I grow up, I'll be a singer. Furry rings on every finger. No worrying what they or you say. I'll live and love and maybe someday. Who knows, baby, you'll still come.
Got everything that it wanted, and it won't be back, no. My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music got a beat that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Cause I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework, clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash those dishes, I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues. That rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues.
Well, there she goes in a brand new gown and dance, feeling the beat, and she's looking so neat. I can watch her dance all night.
His crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a Hurley Birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, oh, but that's not all he's got. Tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. So he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps, but he landed in the bridge parade with such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and that old man. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
And he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and writing how to bury me.
A wearing chance shoes, boots, she takes it, a polka dot vest. Had band and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but
until dawn, I heard a sound that was kinda strange coming from that old dance floor. I turned around, and what I saw sure was an eyesore. It was a flip-flop, a band and a pop all over that dance floor. My baby was bopping away. It sure made me sore. While I was standing there, something went up in the air, and when it landed on the floor, it was my baby's old flip-flop. Oh yeah, my baby's old flip-flop. My baby went on bopping away. Was she having fun? She didn't seem to care. She had no shoes on. When she got around to me, she put them on again. Oh golly gee, oh me, there goes that sound again. Oh yes, there goes that sound again. Oh golly gee, oh me, there goes that sound again. Oh yeah, there goes the sound again.
Mm-hmm.
while I tell you some news. If you want to dance this, you gotta pull off your shoes, cause it's a no-shoes boogie with a solid beat. The only way to dance this is your bare feet. Shuffle around to the no-shoes boogie beat. The only way to dance it is with your bare feet. Shovel around to the no-shoes boogie beat.
Shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry!
This is what really happened.
It was almost Christmas time, and I was running out of time. I'd been a bad boy that year, not gonna get good presents, I fear. So I took a Nintendo DS and went and found some shoeboxes. I hid it inside one and walked up front and made myself look like a little runt. And I looked around to see if I could get the thing for free. Then I saw this certain guy. Here's what I said to make him buy. I said, "Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes, they're just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful, and Mama needs Jesus." I counted pennies for what seems like years, till the cashier said, "Son, there's not enough here." I searched my pockets frantically, hoping the guy would look at me. I said, "Mama made Christmas good at her house," and he bought that lie for crying out loud. "Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've got to buy her these Christmas shoes." And he laid the money down. What a stupid brain dead clown. I'll never forget the look on his face when I said, "Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and you look like such a fool. Could you hurry, sir? I haven't got all day. You see, I've been waiting quite a while, and I know your cash will make me smile. And I'm gonna chuckle all the while when I play my Nintendo DS tonight." I knew right then he'd been completely snowed, so I thanked him and ran out. I knew that God had sent that silly man to remind me what Christmas is all about. But then when I got home, I saw my mama there. She was angry and she was crying up a storm. I guess I didn't know. The mall cop saw it all. You see, he knows my mom from long ago. He called her up, so now she knows. And I'm gonna be grounded forevermore, and I won't play Nintendo DS tonight. And I'm gonna be grounded forevermore, and I won't play Nintendo DS.
in your heart with a singable happy feeling. A wonderful way to start to face the world every day with a dee-da-dum-dee-da-da little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky feet, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day. You'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day.
That even my bed music this week has a shoe theme, eh? Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, I didn't think so either, but yeah, we try. All right, let's see. Where are we now? Let's see. We started that set with Steve Martin and, of course, the Cruel Shoes early in his career. The Lemon Pipers, that was the Shoemaker of Leatherware Square that came off of their first album, which is the one that had the green tambourine on it. And then we heard a demo version of Old Brown Shoe from George Harrison and Paul McCartney. That was, of course, Paul on piano and George giving directions as they went along. Bobby Newsom after that. Jody, Come Back and Get Your Shoes. That's an actual answer song. Not sure if I've included that in my Mammoth Answer Song quintuple duology, whatever. I've got seven of them now, I think. But and I don't even know what that's an answer to, but I can look it up. So don't wait for me. Chuck Willis after that, Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes, followed by an ad for Gallen Camps. Gallen Camps was a shoe company from somewhere. I don't know where. That was Bobby Fuller, as in Bobby Fuller 4. After that, let's see, Pink Shoelaces from Dodie Stevens, who at one time was married to Hank Penny, and is out there living in Arizona, I think, quite content these days. These boots were made for walking. You thought I wouldn't get around to that, didn't you? That was Patsy Cline. Yes, that was Patsy Cline. Yes. Alan Scott after that, Bopping in Flip-Flops. I know, that sucked too, didn't it? That came from the MSR library. No Shoes Boogie was Charlie Harris. High Heels was Lonzo and Oscar. And let's see, the original and still the best, Shoes for Industry. That was, of course, the Fireside Theater. And let's see, Christmas Shoes, the parody edition from Odd Walk Ministries. That was a takeoff on a song that was apparently kind of a hit around Christmas time. If you want to look it up, go ahead. It's not worth it. I could not, in good conscience, include it today. So, too bad. After that, we heard Too Late. That was the band called The Shoes. Had to sneak that one in. And then the Rhythm Makers, When There's a Shine on Your Shoes. There's a melody in your heart. Okay? So, I want to thank Phil Kaplan for taking the initiative and letting me know he had an idea. And I encourage you to do the same. It's kbcradio@yahoo.com. And there's also a way to answer through the widget at the FMU homepage. So don't be shy. Just come on out and do it. I got two more for you. You're going to love these. Meantime, have a good week and shine your damn shoes.
Keep lying. trooping. And you keep losing when I'm not back. And you keep saving when you're but you ain't been right yet. These books make for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Oh, one of these days, these books are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you're gonna get burned. I just found me a brand new box of magic, and when it knows, you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they do.
Ready, boots? Stop walking.